Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the proliferation of big drugstore chains over the past several decades, you just don't see too many independent pharmacies anymore, but they do still exist, and our next guest company is an example of one of these survivors. Dr. Janet Thames is a pharmacist and owner of Blythewood Pharmacy in Blythewood, South Carolina. Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, give us your background, overview, history here of you and the pharmacy.
Sure. So I've been at a pharmacy school for almost 20 years. It's hard to believe. And I graduated from South Carolina College of Pharmacy. We were actually the first all PharmD program to graduate in the state of South Carolina. After many years with Palmetto Health, I had an opportunity to buy an independent drugstore. And so my husband and I took the opportunity to move into independent pharmacy.
Well, walk us through how an independent pharmacy works and how one competes with the big chains.
Sure. So this is one of what I call the major myths of retail pharmacy, especially with independent pharmacy. So one of the myths is that independents are not around anymore. Can they survive? So yes, we're around. And in fact, about 22,000 independent pharmacies across the country are still going strong. And no single pharmacy chain has more stores than independents. So we comprise about 35% of all retail pharmacies. 72% of all independent pharmacies deliver something that the big box stores are currently looking into. 62% of independents offer some type of specialized programming, whether it's wellness care, blood pressure monitoring, cardiovascular care, smoking cessation. 76% of all independents immunize their patients. 44% offer hospice services. A big growing area in independent is wellness services.
What are your challenges? And I would have to guess that maybe that's another myth, that price competition might be a challenge?
Absolutely. So another myth is my insurance card has a big box store's name on it. I have to go there. That's a myth, unless you're steered by your employer who says you have to go to a certain place to receive your care. We take all insurances. And the nice thing is that your insurance card, you pay the same no matter where you go.
And so when people are graduating from pharmacy school these days, are they looking to the independent pharmacy industry?
There are so many sectors in pharmacy right now. There's so many different options. There's health systems, lots of health systems jobs. A lot of pharmacy students are coming out now that they have their PharmDs, their doctorates. They're going on to residencies. That can be an additional 1 to 2 years, depending on what you want to specialize in. There's health systems, there's home infusion, there's long-term care, which is what I used to do with Palmetto Health Richland. There's also the National Community Pharmacists Association does help mentor those new graduates that are looking to own their own pharmacies. They have programs and they match up existing owners with potential new owners so that those independent pharmacies stay independently owned.
Do independent pharmacies get approached by the big guys to maybe get folded in?
Sure, that's happening. Some independents, due to payment challenges, kind of get a little frustrated. They do sell out.
We'll go into a little bit more detail about the payment challenge.
Our payments are made to us by what we call pharmacy benefit managers, or the PBMs.
The middlemen.
We're paid for a price of the drug that we dispense to the patient, but 6 months later, they could claw back that money. You know, our business model can be very shaky, especially under these Medicare Part D plans that these middlemen are in charge of. So we are at their mercy for the payment model.
Is any of that being considered with proposed health care reform legislation?
Absolutely. So the first big item on the agenda through the new administration was the elimination of gag clauses. No PBM should be forcing you not to be able to tell your patient what the cheapest price of their medication is. Those have been eliminated, essentially allow me as a pharmacist to go down front to the counter and tell my patient, your insurance wants to charge you $256 for this medication, but if you pay out of pocket, it could be $46. And there's other regulations that they're trying to lift or change, things that are really impacting independent pharmacies.
Well, Janet, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Janet Timms is a pharmacist and owner of Blythewood Pharmacy in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.